crust. If you had direction, you wouldn't feel so lost. If you had confidence, you'd get up and move on. If you were half the man she wanted, you'd still be feeling her touch.
It's Local Music Thursday and the Gary Sharp Show.
Now I know, I know, I know.
Lincoln's own Andy Pappas and the Jukebox Hero.
But I can't.
This song is Inside Voices.
Why do I believe? Why do I believe these inside voices?
That's also the name of the album, which is great. Good little 11-piece album. You can find that anywhere that you can stream music, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. You can find it right there. Just search Andy Pappas. That's P-A-P-P-A-S. It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
So there's more to the Pujo story. He was benched last night, and that came from the front office. It was not Joe Maddon. So the front office of the Angels said enough is enough for Albert Pujols. And so he was benched last night, despite, and the Angels were playing Tampa. Ohtani was throwing 99 miles an hour last night. Despite him being like 5-for-7 in his career against the Rays starter, the front office said he's not in the lineup. And so Joe Maddon had to deliver the news. And it led to today a discussion, and he now has been designated for assignment. That's somebody like that who is 33 home runs from 700. He is the all-time, he's the current active leader in so many different categories. He almost let somebody like that just retire. Not, hey, let's, you know, it's not going to work out here. We'll let you go out on your own terms. But a major leaguer, a Hall of Famer, designated for assignment. I've told this story before. Albert Pujols, who went straight to professional baseball out of Kansas City, if he was going to play college baseball, and it was very, very remote that he was going to play college baseball, he would have played college baseball at Nebraska because of Dave Van Horn. Van Horn recruited him. You know, Van Horn's from Kansas City. Van Horn recruited him and developed a relationship with him. But he always kept saying there's no chance that he would ever go to college. He should go and play professional baseball. But Pujols told him that if he wanted to go to school, he was going to come to Nebraska. Because he liked Dave, and he, you know, thought it was pretty cool, Lincoln and football and what they were trying to do. Can you imagine Albert Pujols hitting at Buck Belzer Field? yeah, that would have been quite the sight. But he has been designated for assignment. It looks like his career is over. All right, George got the NBA Minute coming up here in just a little bit. Speaking of his former manager, so Tony La Russa, manager of the White Sox, 29 games in, continued to make mistakes. 76-year-old manager, people are going to make mistakes. It was a weird hire to begin with, but it was a front office hire. They stuck with him after his DUI arrest came public that not a lot of people knew about. And now 29 games in for a manager of a team that leads the American League Central, well, there isn't much separation between the White Sox, the Indians, and the Royals, but the White Sox, despite injuries to Luis Robert and Jimenez, still have, right now, the front runner for the Rookie of the Year in Mercedes. They got a couple of other really good rookies. They got a good roster. They haven't been playing really, really well. But yesterday, La Russa forgot how the rules work. You're the manager. You should know how the rules work, especially in a double switch that you fall into Liam Hendricks starting the extra innings on second base. Liam Hendricks is not an outfielder for the White Sox. He is your closer. Did a double switch where he lost his designated hitter. You should know the rules. And I say that And he should. Of all people, Tony La Russa should know the rules because that's strategy. That isn't, hey, you know, rule 1.642, if you check swing and it goes off the bat and then hits your wrist, what is it? Not that. It's the strictly strategy rules. It will amaze you how many people do not know the rules, either players or coaches that don't know the rules. We spent a lot of time today talking about the angst towards umpires and officials. Well, it also doesn't help if you are in the stripes or wearing the blue and the head coach or his staff or players don't know the rules. There are a lot of players I found out do not know the rules. They know the basics, but not all of them. La Russa, the manager, should know the rules. There should be absolutely no excuse. And blunders in Chicago are starting to fill up. I mean, they're mounting. There's talk about the clubhouse, but yet they're in first. And La Russa can say, hey, yeah, you know what? It hasn't been a great week. We're still in first place. The White Sox have this great window open to win a World Series. I mean, they got a fabulous roster when healthy. They've got a good farm system. They are going to be a problem in the American League Central for a few years now. But La Russa can say, you know what, in baseball, how important is a manager? Just think about the importance of the head coaches in the four major sports. How big is their impact actually during a game? We were just saying that Pujols got benched by the front office. Managers in baseball these days, Major League Baseball, they don't set the lineup. It's the analytical guy that shows up at 8 in the morning and starts crunching the computer. And it spits out a lineup. The manager, less impact, doesn't get to decide who the starting lineup is, can't go with his gut. That lineup comes from the front office and somebody walks it down or emails it to the manager, and that's his lineup for the day. What about a football coach? Is a football coach more important on Saturday or Sunday or during the week? What about a basketball coach? How important do you think, George, an NBA basketball coach is during a game? Who's more important during a game, NBA coach or college coach?
Oh, man. I'd probably say college coach. Because let's be honest, the NBA coach, I feel like the importance doesn't really sink in maybe until the fourth quarter, and then they can have their hands on the game. But the first three quarters, there's not much barking happening. Yeah, I'd probably say college coach.
Love hockey, but the guy behind the bench, his most important work is before faceoff.
Yep.
Now, you got to put the lines together, and you have line changes, and you shake lines up, and you select your special teams, and you might change some lines during the game and your combinations on if you have the last line change and what to do. But most of the really good hockey coaches that I know, their most important work was leading up to that game. Managers in baseball, especially in Major League Baseball, their importance has become less and less because it's been taken out of their hands by analytics. We're a little bit trending that way in football, where analytics are becoming more of a consideration when you're putting together a game plan. But blunders like that, not knowing the rules, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable in any sport.
Agreed.
But look this weekend. You're out and about, your basketball, I don't know, Mother's Day weekend, but basketball or baseball or whatever your sport is, look and see how many people know the rules. Do they teach kids rules before the season starts? I know they teach you the basics, but it's tough to argue if you don't know the rules. But it's even tougher to comprehend that Tony La Russa doesn't know the rules in making the switch that he did yesterday, and the White Sox lost. But La Russa's had a bad week. The blunders are mounting. White Sox are still in first place, despite that. How important is a manager in baseball? One final note on just the rough last decade for Albert Pujols. And he's a Cardinal. He'll always be a Cardinal to me. It was always weird to see him playing for the Angels. And he definitely wrecked many games at Busch Stadium or at Wrigley Field when the Cubs and the Cards would play. The last decade for Albert Pujols, who's going to the Hall of Fame, 33 home runs shy of 700. He hit 256, had a 0.7 war in his last decade. That's not good. That is not good at all. And as he departs the game, will there be anybody else that's going to hit 600 home runs? Stanton is over 300, and he's 30 years old, and by the way, has been on a tear. Pujols might be one of the last guys to hit 600 home runs. Willie Mays, who is celebrating his 90th birthday today, was in fifth before Pujols passed him. It's going to be a while before anyone comes close to hitting 600, because the next in line would be Miguel Cabrera, and Cabrera at 37 is definitely in the twilight of his career, and Cabrera's only hit maybe 21, 22 home runs over the last three seasons. Nelson Cruz, the boomstick, he's in his 40s. He's over 400. He isn't getting to 600. Edwin Encarnacion, who's quietly had a pretty good major league career, I think he's at 422. Maybe Mike Trout is that guy. Trout has passed 300 home runs, and he's going into his 30s. But Pujols is going to be one of the last ones, I believe, that hit over 600 home runs. But the last decade, not so good. Some guys can play themselves. Guys play themselves into the Hall of Fame. Some guys can play themselves out. But Pujols was so good with the Cardinals that his Hall of Fame legacy was not going to be touched. And once he hit the 600 mark, where only Bonds, Aaron, and Ruth and Rodriguez are above him in that category, he was going to the Hall of Fame. But the last decade, man, that number is startling. All right, George got the NBA Minute coming up next.